This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Jesus Christ, he prays, I My name is Emmanuel Akuma. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 100 verse 1. Psalm 100 verse 1. Make a joyful shout unto the Lord. Amen.
My name is Sophie Nointi. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow our feet to be moved. He who keeps us shall not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen.
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Esther Entry. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 25. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Amen.
Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For the Son of Man is not come to be saved, but to serve.
My name is Najma Seto Akoto. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My name is Kweku Amoyabua. I'm 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in a favor with God and man.
My name is Deborah Malto. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God and also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I come back, I will receive you unto myself. Amen.
My name is Patience Jampu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Christine Osei Bobie. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 56, verse 2 to 4. My slanders pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, O Lord, I will trust in you. I trust in God and I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human being do to me? My power test. We will reflect God's love when we are patient with others and accept them.
In our land, stand up and be counted. The time is at hand. Oh, what about you?
Yes, that's the book for me.
Hello, children. You are welcome once again to Story Time. Today's story is taken from the first book of the Bible, and that is Genesis chapter 21. If you have a Bible, you can take it and read afterwards. You can also borrow from mom or dad if you don't have your personal Bible. The story is captioned, Isaac is born. Isaac is born. Of course, God kept his promise to Abraham and Sarah. Just as he had said, and at the time that he had foretold, Sarah gave birth to a baby boy. In fact, a bouncy baby boy. She was so happy that she laughed for joy. When the time came to give the baby a name, Abraham called him Isaac, which means he laughs. Perhaps he was given the name because he was such a happy, smiling baby. But it was also a reminder forever of the joy and happiness that his birth had brought to his aged parents. Sarah must have remembered that other time when she had laughed, because she could not believe God's wonderful promise that she would really have a son of her own. Baby Isaac soon grew and began to toddle everywhere. One day, Sarah looked out of the tent and saw big half-brother Ishmael teasing Isaac and making fun of him. Sarah wanted to take the side of her own special son. Sarah then hurried away to find her husband, Abraham, and asked him to send Ishmael and his mother away. If you remember, his mother was the slave girl Hagar. Abraham was so sad and troubled. And I understand, because Ishmael was equally his son, in fact, his first son. But Isaac was indeed the promised son. God had given him to them by a miracle. But Ishmael was Abraham's son too. Well, what would Abraham do? He did not want to harm him. God comforted and reassured Abraham. "You may do as Sarah says," God told him. "I will take care of Ishmael." Did Abraham really send Hagar and Ishmael packing? Well, for us to know this, it means you would have to tune in again same time next week to know the continuation of this story. For now, this is all that time will allow us, so our story comes to an end. I hope you will share the lessons with your friends, your siblings, and your family. Don't forget to do so. God richly bless you for listening. Until we meet again, adios. Goodbye.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
When Jesus was a boy, a happy boy was he. He liked to laugh and play, the same as you and me. Try to be like Jesus, kind and friendly too, making others happy, for God needs you too.
I want to be like Jesus, kind and friendly too, making others happy, for God needs me too.
When Jesus was a boy, A helpful boy was he. He helped his family the same as you and me. Oh, try to be like Jesus, kind and helpful too, making others happy, for God needs you too.
I want to be like Jesus, kind and friendly too, making others happy, for God needs me too.
I want to be like Jesus, kind and friendly too, making others happy, for God needs me too.
He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
Once again, we've come to listen to the Word of God. It's always good to listen to the Word of God, for the Word of God will guide you through this life. It will give you hope. It will give you protection. It will make you feel loved. And it's true. God always loves us. And today, we're going to hear about the special care of God for us. Let me ask you this question. Do you know there is a God who is very powerful and He cares for you? I want to ask you this question. Do you know there is a God very powerful who loves and cares for you and is always willing to make sure you do not fall into trouble? Yes, today we are going to hear about that care of God. Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 4. I love Psalms so much because when I read it, I feel the care and love of God so much. And I read Psalm 91, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Let's read it again. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Shall we pray? Almighty God, today we want to understand your love for us. We want to understand your care for us. Father, let your Holy Spirit help us to understand it. In the name of Jesus, we've prayed. Amen. And today, the title for our sermon is God's Care for Us. God's Care for Us. And as I've already asked, do you know God cares for you? And how does He do it? You know, God created heaven and earth, also created animals. And one way to understand the nature of God is to look at the nature of animals. And today, I want us to look at the nature of a hen. You know, a hen broods chicken. So, if you look at a hen and its chicks, then you understand the nature of God's love. AC had a very big red hen. She called the hen Penny. It's funny though, but she called her hen Penny. So what do you think this hen did? Her wings were broad and were covered with warm feathers. Yes, all hens have this. And you know what they use these feathers to do? Because they are warm, when their chicks are cold, they cover them to protect them, to show them love. And I want to tell you, God does the same thing. Let's continue with the story of Penny and AC. Penny had 15 babies. Wow. A lot of babies had Penny. What would she do with all of them? But I want to tell you, she loved each of them. And in the same way, the children of God are many. We are millions. Everybody in this world is a child of God. And as Penny loved all of his chicks, God loves all of his children. Amen. She let them out into the sunshine every day, clucking softly to them. Fouled with her strong claws, she scratched her back and seized for them to eat. So Penny would take her chicks outside and find food for them. The same way, when we sleep, God makes sure we wake up alive, and He makes sure when we sit in cars to go to work, to go to school, to go to everywhere we want to go, we are protected, and that we do not fall in danger. At night, Penny led her babies back to the shelter of the chicken house, where she hovered them under her wings, their crops full of food. Here, they slept safe and warm all through the night. When you've gone to school, when you've gone to work, and done everything you need to do for a day, all you do, you come back home. And who do you think is the person who makes sure you get home safely? And when you go to bed at night, do you know what happens at night? Do you know what the evil ones try to do to you? I want you to know there is a God somewhere who makes sure that you are not in danger. Amen. One day, while Penny and her babies were far from the chicken house, it began to rain. Soon it was pouring. The rain was pelting the roofing, and it was very loud. Penny called excitedly, "Cluck, cluck, hurry up, hurry up." Penny was worried. He feared her chicks might die. Then she sat down on the ground and all her babies ran under her wings to keep from getting wet and cold. They were not afraid. Yes, when there is danger and we run to God, we will never fear. For our God is very powerful. God can overcome all dangers. Amen. They trusted under Penny's wings. They trusted under Penny's wings. So when you are in trouble, God says, "Come to me." He says, "Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you." Do you trust that God is able to take care of you? The chicks trusted their mother. That's why they did not fear. So I ask you, do you trust in the loving care of God? AC thought, you know, AC is the owner of Penny anyway. AC thought how good it is that baby chickens and baby animals and baby people have mothers and fathers to feed them and protect them from harm. Yes, it is true. When a fowl hatches new chicks and you go near it, you see how it fights you. When a hawk tries to take one of the chicks, you see how it fights back. The same way with God. God always fights for us. And you know something sad? At times when the hawk comes, the hawk is more powerful that the fowl is unable to stand it. But no force, no power can overcome our God. Amen. So when God always fights for us, God will always win. And he has always won, and he will always win the great battle for us. But know this, Jesus Christ won an eternal battle by dying on the cross of Calvary for us. God cares for us who are older like that. David often compared God's care with that of a mother bird caring for her babies, like Penny caring for her chicks. He prayed, "Hide me under the shadow of thy wings." And this we can read from Psalm 17 verse 8. In another of his songs, King David promised that when you are afraid and in trouble, if you trust in God, as the baby chicks trusted your mother, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. And this is our quotation we started with. It says, God says, if you trust in me like a bird, I'll cover you with my feathers, and under my wings there is protection. So fear not. Hallelujah. God is good. God says we should fear not. God is most powerful. So if a hen, which we humans can step on and kill, and is able to take care of its chicks, why can't God do the same for us? All God wants you to do is to cast all your cares, all your troubles, all your disappointments, all your sickness, everything upon him, for he cares for you. So today, if your parents do not even have money to give you food, to pay your school fees, God is saying that there are some of the cares you can cast upon him, and he will help you solve them. Let us remember this. When we fear someone who might hurt us, or when we worry about the troubles that might come to us, are you afraid when your parents are near? Of course not. We are not afraid of our mom and dad. Then you should trust God, and God is more important than mom and daddy. He will protect you just as your parents were, for he is always near, and he is much more powerful than they are. Amen. This has been Brother Elijah Boapia for AWR Ghana.
Calling for you and for me.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.